Looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Podcast.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out, episode 355. Hope you're all doing great today, and overall, hope you're enjoying the summer. Despite all the political craziness going on this past week alone, on both sides of the aisle, what a time to be alive. I mean, you really don't know what to expect when you wake up and turn on the news every day, but I'm here to give you a bit of a reprieve from it all, as this station that you're listening to probably covers all the Trump, Biden, and Harris news 24/7. And so I'm going to stay in my lane and just geek out with you over the next hour. We're going to talk tech, gaming, apps, and, well, this is the first on this program. I'm going to interview two furries on the show in a minute. Yep, I met a nice young couple while traveling, and they're not only furries who dress up in these fursuits and hang out with other like-minded folks, but they make costumes and accessories for other furries. So we're going to kick off Tech It Out with that. It is a first on this program, that's for sure. Then we're going to learn about an app called Be Fake, which is a fun answer to the app Be Real. And finally, if you've got young kids at home, we're going to talk about Next Playground, which has a new video game console for kids that's pretty different than what's out there today. All of this and more on an all-new Tech It Out, powered by Intel Core Ultra PCs, which I'll tell you more about shortly. But let's officially kick off this week's new show with our first interview. So as I mentioned earlier in the program, I was in San Jose a couple months back for a Samsung event. And while there, I caught the tail end of FurCon, pun intended, a convention for furries. You know, where people wear these furry animal-like costumes, if that's the proper phrase, costumes, these avatars, when they get together. And I got to know a young couple while at the lobby bar of the Hilton, and they graciously accepted to be on the show. They're not just partaking in the furries craze, but Jillian Martin and her partner Samuel Roccazella create and sell items for furries to wear, including fur suits. Joining us now is Jillian from Oakley's Creations and her fiancé, Samuel from Fursuit Glasses. Welcome to the both of you.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, I'm really looking forward to this. Jillian and then Samuel, before we hear about your work, please let's just bring our listeners up to speed. What are furries all about and fursuits?
Furries are, it's an interesting subculture in which if you talk to different people, it can be a different thing across different individuals you talk to, but for the most part, it could be surmised as a general interest in animals, specifically the concept of anthropomorphism, meaning giving human characteristics to non-human creatures, primarily animals, but it can fall into other objects as well. So if you know about the animation, The Brave Little Toaster, that also is Anthro. And it's a culture that, in general, embraces art and creativity in the means of presenting ourselves as animals in a fashion that is showing our best selves through them, or who we want to be through them.
And Samuel, is that the right way to call it, a costume, these fur suits? I didn't want to offend anybody. So would that be the proper way to explain it? Because you're not just getting together with other like-minded individuals who have an affinity for animals, but you're like dressing up as them, right?
Yeah, of course. Like, animals are the basis of it. You know, a lot of people, if you're a furry, you like animals. It's kind of part of the deal. But as far as the mascot costumes go, it's more of a thing of kind of masking yourself with a kind of an outfit that you can express yourself in different ways that you don't feel comfortable expressing yourself in your regular skin. So when it comes to, you know, it's also a thing with like cosplay. That's another fandom that's kind of adjacent to furry. And it's a way of people expressing themselves, but animals are the basis of it. And they use the animal costumes or the quote-unquote fursuits to give themselves an outlet to express themselves.
Is this community getting bigger? It seems like furries weren't a thing not too long ago, and then it sort of exploded in popularity. Correct me if I'm wrong. And how long have you guys been doing this, Jillian?
I would definitely argue it's been getting more popular in recent years. To give an example, there was Furry Weekend Atlanta in Georgia of May last year, and there was a attendance increase of like 40% between 2021 and 2023. And since I've been in the community since around 2017, and it's been much longer than that, like we have furries that date back to like 1986. So it's been progressively growing since then, and it's kind of, in the past couple years, seen like a massive increase.
Wow, so 2017, and you're so young still, just in your early to mid-20s, I believe. So what was the spark? What was it that made you want to join this community?
Interestingly enough, it is the costumes. My family were extreme Halloween enthusiasts. My mom was a tailor in college. And she absolutely loved sewing us costumes. And one day I wanted to make my own, but I particularly wanted a mask because I personally found that if my face was covered, I was an entirely different person. And finding a culture and a hobby that kind of embraced that idea heavily appealed to me.
So yeah, for me, I've always been kind of part of the nerd cultures here and there. I mean, I joined furry mostly because of Jillian. I started dating her, and it's like, oh, she does her own thing. I don't think I'm gonna be part of it, but you know, I'm cool with it. It's whatever. Then slowly but surely, it's like, yeah, I'm a furry, I guess. I'm just, yeah, okay, sure. But I've always been, you know, I always like making stuff. So even though I at first didn't really consider myself a furry, I knew I was eventually going to fall into it. I just like making stuff, and I like being creative, and I've always have had that nerd side to me that I've kind of, I don't want to say struggled, but could not really fully express, because, like, growing up in high school, I was, you know, captain of the wrestling team. I was the big tough guy. I don't do nerd stuff. I'm the big tough wrestling guy. So now that, you know, I'm not a wrestler anymore, and I am an adult, and I can make my own decisions, you know, I've kind of fallen into this furry thing, especially dating Jillian and seeing this community firsthand. I really started getting into it.
Samuel, you said that furries can mean different things to different people, and I think it would be remiss not to ask you if furries can also be a sexual thing. In fact, after I came back from San Jose and I told some friends that I met a couple of furries for the first time, that was their first question. They were very curious to know if this was like, you know, a kinky thing. And so what would you say to those who ask you the same thing? Again, if you don't mind me asking.
Here's the thing. Yes, furry can be sexual. In fact, there is this whole mantra that furries tend to establish itself on. If you've ever heard of it, it's called Keep Furry Weird. It's a judgment-free zone, and everyone, like, you're kind of going to this assuming everyone is a little bit odd. There's always something that everyone wants to be able to express themselves fully with, and for some people it can be sexually, and it sometimes can be behind closed doors. Like, you could talk to some furries, and they'll tell you, oh, no, it's not, and some will say, oh, yes, it is, and it's like, it's somewhere in the middle.
And when you say it's a sexual thing, Jillian, for at least some of the furries, does this include the costume? Like, how do I ask this delicately? Do people wear the costumes during this kind of activity? I'm thinking like trapdoors, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's really funny to say that, that trapdoors specifically. But yes, in some cases, some fursuits can be. Not all of them. In fact, there is a good chance that if you run into a fursuit that's like nice, big, and elaborate, like you run into an alligator or a, like a big old dog, there is a chance that it's not used for the type of activity. But then there are some, but then you might see some and they're hanging out with other fursuiters and they're chilling. And there is a chance that they could use it. But for the most part, they're nicely washed. There is a huge stigma in the community about keeping clean, keeping hygienic. Hell, if you go running around the convention and you smell a deodorant, there is a high chance that there's going to be a bunch of people chasing you with a deodorant bar or a spray or something. And it's like, stop smelling, you stink. There are definitely some costumes that are for that. A lot of people will just have the head, so you may not even run into one with the full cover, the quote-unquote trap door.
And just to make the distinction to our listeners, these are fur suits, right? So, like, your head is covered kind of like a mascot at, I don't know, a sports game or at an amusement park. These aren't, like, painted-on faces that look like animals usually. And that's what you create, right, Jillian? These are the ones that you sell. These are the heads that go on these big furry suits. We're not talking makeup again, just to be perfectly clear.
I do the full costumes, but my specialty is in those specially designed heads. And what I do is I make these costumes in a very particular style that I've come up with over the past, honestly, I don't know how long. I've been drawing for the longest time.
And you're an animator, right?
Yes, I am. That's my college degree. So I have a BFA in animation with mainly an emphasis in character and character animation. So that kind of lends itself to the way that I style these characters and the way that I sculpt and create the specific component for it, like especially the eyes. Each and every one that I make is extremely expressive. For the ones that you saw at the convention, those are for us, but I also make a custom work. So if someone has their own, what's called a fursona design of their own character, I can create that in my own style.
More with Jillian and Samuel, well-known furries in their community that make costumes and accessories for others. So stick with us. More Tech It Out coming right up after this short break.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
Representing the largest shift in Intel CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra laptops bring generative AI to your device itself instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized as it's analyzing your data. Plus, it's faster and more secure. In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor as it extends battery life significantly. More at intel.com/coreultra.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
We talk about Gen Z didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bagged soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. Before we continue on with Jillian and Samuel about their work in the furries community, wow, that's the first for Tech It Out, I did want to thank Intel, the title sponsor on this program, and it's Intel Core 14th Gen mobile processors that are billed as the world's fastest mobile processors, with several laptops available by all the biggest PC makers, all the brands you know and love, that feature Intel's latest chip, and of course, celebrated by gamers. This is because these laptops enjoy clock speeds of up to 5.8 gigahertz, allowing you to game, stream, record, and share smoothly, as these processors can handle even the most demanding of tasks quickly and efficiently, thanks to its up to 24 cores and 32 threads for incredible performance. That's a lot of geek speak, I know, but if you head on over to Intel.com and look up 14th gen processors, you'll see why they're amazing for gamers. And speaking of which, the upcoming Star Wars Outlaws game coming out at the end of August is included on qualifying Intel Core i5, i7, and i9 14th gen processors when you purchase online while supplies last. Terms and conditions apply. Again, more is at Intel.com. We're talking all about furries with Jillian Martin from Oakley's Creations and her partner Samuel Roccazella from fursuitglasses.com. That's F-U-R-S-U-I-T, fursuitglasses.com. a fursuit is what furries wear when they dress up as these mascot-like characters. And I had the pleasure of meeting Jillian and Samuel in San Jose at our hotel at the bar, where we got to know them, and they accepted my invitation to be on the program, as I was just curious about the furries' culture. Now, Samuel, some of these furries wear glasses, 3D printed glasses, which ties into your work. But before I ask you about that, is it fair to say that people who wear glasses in real life like to wear a fur suit with a animal-like head with glasses on them, or it's really up to the individual?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. A lot of the time, there's a huge chunk of customers who the first question they ask when they come up to my booth is, you know, what pair of glasses do you have that look like mine? A lot of people like to mimic their fursuits to themselves. So they'll ask me, you know, I have a pair of aviators. Do you have those? Like, oh, yeah, I have those. You can try them on and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, a lot of people will wear the glasses to kind of match themselves because a lot of their personas are a representation of themselves. A lot of people just wear them for fun.
As I mentioned earlier, you guys are so young. You're only in your early 20s. And so what do your parents think about you being furries?
Honestly, they are all for it because for me, at least for me, it's kind of one of those things where my parents always knew I was a little bit different and always knew I was going to be an artist. So no matter where I ended up, that's what I was going to end up doing. And when I discovered this community and told my parents all about it, because I wasn't the type to keep things from my parents all that long, they were extremely excited that I found a avenue that not only allows me to express myself in the way that makes me feel comfortable. In fact, the more I started getting to the community, the less shy I was, the more talkative I became. But also it's a community that I actually can sell my work, that I can create communities with other artists, which wasn't something that we could find as easily when I was growing up.
When you do price your items for the furries community, Jillian and Samuel, like when Samuel, you're making the glasses, or Jillian, you make the fursuit or the fursuit head, how do you charge? Because I know it could be thousands of dollars. Is it, if it's exclusive, you charge more? If it's more intricate, you know, they have a design that takes a lot more time for you to create? Or is it a one price for everyone kind of thing? How do you price your stuff out? And then, of course, when we wrap up, we're going to get the right websites for those interested to reach out to.
Yeah, it can be. Usually it is nowadays upwards of 3-4K. For me, I'm actually going to be increasing my prices sometime this summer. I'm hoping to get somewhere around 8K per fursuit, or full suit, the full costume. And then for my heads, like we'll start with heads to kind of get a price comparison. I charge 2.5K or 2,500 for a head, and that's just the base price. So that's accounting for my time, accounting for basic expenses, the things that come with every fursuit. For commissions, for example, I have them come in, show me their design, and then I add things such as how many fur colors are there, how many different types of material will I need to use for this particular project. If there's any complexity, so like if they have a star on their ear, for example, I need to add that in because that's a little extra work. When all that's said and done, sometimes it can get upwards of $3,500.
Yeah, and for me, Jillian does more, Oakley does more kind of commissions, or her pre-mades are they're art pieces, they're individually made art pieces, where mine are kind of, you know, I make one design and then it's bulk printed. So I start my plastic, the 3D printed ones are, those start at 28.
Does not sound like a lot of money at all.
I mean, they're prop glasses, you know, they're not real glasses, they're prop fun glasses, but those start at 28. They go up in price, so the next level, I guess you'll call it up, would be my acrylic glasses. Those ones are laser cut out of pieces of acrylic that are also custom designed by me, and those start at 45. I know, you're going to yell at me because even at the bar, you're saying those prices are up. I know.
Yes, way too low. These furries got deep furry pockets, guys. Jillian and Samuel, what a great opportunity to chat with you now formally instead of over a cocktail at a bar. This has really been interesting and eye-opening, I think, to many of our listeners. How do they get in touch with you?
So for me, you can find me pretty much anywhere under the name Oakley Creations. It's O-A-K-L-E-Y, like the glasses, creation.
And Samuel, you're at fursuit, like pursuit, glasses.com. Thank you again both so much.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, thank you for inviting us.
More Tech It Out coming right up after this short break. Don't touch that dial.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a Z and Saltzman with a Z.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the Dip.
Tony and Audrey were married for over 20 years. Then they weren't. But when their paths once again collide as they attempt to figure out who gets what from their old cottage, old tensions flare up, not helped by the arrival of their devious daughter. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Moment of Weakness, an incredibly British comedy written by Donald Churchill, directed by Andrew Gibson. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and sponsored by Reading Cultural District, this station, and other pro-arts businesses.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. Why be real when you can be fake? That's the tongue-in-cheek catchphrase for BeFake, a social media app for digital self-expression, and perhaps a take on the app BeReal, which is a popular platform today. We are joined by Kristen Garcia-Dumont, CEO of Alias Technologies, the team behind BeFake, to tell us all about it. Hi, Kristen. Thanks so much for your time today.
Hi, Mark. It's fun to be here. Thank you.
For those who haven't seen either app yet, what is BeReal? And then, of course, let's chat about BeFake and what you're doing differently with this platform.
Right. So we're the antidote to BeReal. It's a social media app, and the premise being that it captures authentic moments. You're ugly candids. You do them in a very fixed period of time. Everybody goes and does it all at once, and you share those posts with your friends. And what we saw evolve over time was that BeReal became inauthentically authentic, these very, right, sort of curated, in quotes, real moments. And we, you know, have a very different thesis here, which is that, you know, people want to express themselves creatively. They want to kind of show off on social. And though while the thesis of Be Real should have been applauded, that's not what people are looking for. So Be Fake is the antidote, and it's an AI-based social platform that gives you, anybody who uses it, the power of AI to be anyone, anything, and anywhere.
Can you walk us through what you're referring to? I mean, visually, since this is a radio show or a podcast,
I'd love to
paint us a picture of what the Be Fake app is like and what we would see by creating a alternate persona or something. You call it a refreshing alternative to the conventional reality portrayed on social media platforms today.
That's right. So this is engineered to be social. So you take your Candid, you get your notification, and you launch the app. And wherever you are, it doesn't matter if you've got your dirty closet in the background or you happen to be somewhere fabulous. You just take a Candid just by yourself or with your friends. And literally at the tap of a button, we help transform your photo into an AI masterpiece. So users can either pick from our gallery, they can let us do it for them, or they can take a shot at doing prompt engineering themselves. And any of those three options will take an everyday Candid and up-level it into something that's hyper-interesting by leveraging AI and transforming that image. So once you love it, you can generate as many as you want. If you hate it, you keep going, keep going, keep going. But once you love it, you post it, and you can either post it just to your friend feed or you can share it with the world.
Awesome. So you can, just to be clear, you can give it some parameters, like I want to look like I'm on the surface of Mars or something.
That's right. You can say, make me an alien, make me hot, put me in Ibiza, I'm drinking a mojito on a beach, right? So you can transport yourself or transform yourself, or you can keep it semi-realistic if you want. But obviously, you're in an app called Be Fake. And we're encouraging artistic expression.
Because I've seen some examples online, it does seem more like an animated version of you, if you will, more like cartoonish. Is that fair? Or is it really meant to be like a deep fake where it looks like a real person like yourself, but in an environment that you want to be in instead?
Yeah, it's not meant to be a deep fake, but it can be realistic looking. So we do put a limit. We fine-tuned it for Candids and for social, and so that it's fast and easy. And you can prompt it to be more realistic or less realistic.
Mm-hmm.
But you can still tell, even on the realistic ones, that there's something slightly altered about the image, and that's intentional. If users ultimately want to get super realistic with it, that's fine. But, we'll wait and see what the user response is. Right now, they love it being sort of fantastical and fun and just an up-leveled version of themselves.
Yeah, I like that, leveling up yourself virtually with the help of AI. And I'm going to ask you about that AI technology in a moment. But yeah, just to play devil's advocate for a moment, Kristen, social media has been slammed by many for creating, let's call it, unrealistic expectations for others to follow. You know, someone has all these filters and they look, more beautiful, for example, than they really are, with no blemishes shown, or they look thinner than they are. And there are impressionable preteens and teens out there who think that's what they really should look like. But again, just to be clear, Be Fake, even though it's a tongue-in-cheek phrase, it's not really meant to be realistic. It's meant to be hyper-realistic.
That's exactly right. And I would say our thesis is totally different, which is we want more people to be able to come online and participate in social. You don't have to have this curated Instagram vibe or just the right TikTok look or, come from a very specific background or be a specific ethnicity. This is for everybody. This is very welcoming, and it's bringing more people into the circle and allowing people to play with AI. I hate the term democratizing, but that's sort of the point. Mm-hmm. It's to democratize AI and let people who maybe don't, look the right way or don't have the confidence to be putting just their airbrushed photos out on Instagram, they can participate in social too and have fun with people, because what they're showing off is not their looks. They're showing off their creativity. They're showing off their expression.
Yeah, that's an important distinction. Thanks for that. Is this your own AI, or are you licensing somebody else's technology?
We're leveraging open source, so we use Stable Diffusion, but indeed our pipeline is highly fine-tuned for several things. One, for social. A lot of apps out there leveraging Stable Diffusion as well are pretty complicated and pretty time-intensive. So you might be familiar with loading up 20 photos of yourself in order to get an AI version of yourself. It's obviously very tedious, but it doesn't lend itself to something fast, quick, and social. So this is just whatever candid you give us, we're going to help transform that into something really interesting. So we fine-tune it for that purpose. And then we're also being very intentional. I don't want to say we've perfected this at all. This is going to be a work in progress. But we really are trying to overcome the algorithmic bias that exists with ethnicities and race. And so we endeavor to preserve who you are in the app, and we're going to continue to improve on that.
Is BeFake free to use? And if so, how do you make money?
Yeah, no, it is free to use. So we start everybody off with a bunch of credits so they can, you know, generate sort of to their heart's content as much as they would like. And we give different bonuses. If you invite a certain amount of friends, we give people free credits for generating. But we do reserve some features for a subscriber tier. So, for example, in the app, one of the things that's very different is you have your generated image, but if you just swipe to the right, you also can see the original image. And people can put into their profile page as sort of the image they show off, either the generated image or the original one, right? So if you want to curate a vibe of mixed images, great. If you want to curate a vibe of originals and you need to go peek to see what the generated one is, that's fine too. And then for subscribers, if they want to hide that original image, they certainly can. And subscribers also get to see friend posts faster than other people do. And they obviously have unlimited amount of credits.
Couple more minutes with BeFake. When we return on Tech It Out, then we chat gaming with Next Playground, a motion-based game console, kind of like the Nintendo Wii, but coming in a few months. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced this flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a passkey, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, they can enable a better shopping experience all through AI, and it's a way in which the consumers have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Representing the largest shift in Intel CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra laptops bring generative AI to your device itself instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized as it's analyzing your data. Plus, it's faster and more secure. In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor as it extends battery life significantly. More at intel.com/coreultra.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
We talk about Gen Z didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see, They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. We are chatting with Kristen Garcia-Dumont. She is CEO of Alias Technologies, the folks behind the BeFake app that fuses AI with self-expression. Kristen, by the way, previously served as the CEO of mobile gaming giant Machine Zone, the maker of hugely successful titles like Game of War and Mobile Strike and Final Fantasy 15, which has grossed more than $1 billion. Wow. Congratulations, Kristen.
Thank you.
And here you are again. Now with Alias Technologies and BeFake. We ran out of time in the last block, Kristen, and I wanted you to have an opportunity to plug how to find the app and install it. So let's do just that. Congrats again. And tell us, please, where we can download it, a website you'd recommend going to, or just simply go to the App Store.
Yeah, just go to the App Store. Just go to the App Store, either Google Play or the App Store, and search for BeFake or BeFake AI, and there you'll find it.
And it's one word, BeFake or BeFake AI. Thank you so much, Kristen, great chatting with you. Congrats again on the success of the app. I hope it's even a fraction of the success you've found with Machine Zone. All the best. Thanks so much for carving out some time to talk with us today.
Thank you, Mark.
As you know, there are many different ways to game. You can play solo or with a friend beside you, or perhaps over the internet. You can use a TV-connected console, maybe a computer, a mobile phone or tablet, smartwatch, virtual reality headset, or even your voice with a smart speaker. And there's also motion-controlled gaming systems, popularized by the Nintendo Wii and Xbox Kinect nearly two decades ago, but some have picked up the baton to keep the motion gaming scene alive and all the benefits that it brings. Joining us to talk about Nex Playground is David Lee, co-founder and CEO of the company Nex. Hi, David. Thanks for your time today.
Hi, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Before we talk about Nex Playground, please tell us a bit about the company, Nex.
So Nex is a motion entertainment company. We started in 2017. Our first app is actually a basketball training app because I love basketball myself. And at that time, we figured a way to use a mobile phone camera to track basketball shot in real time and tell you all kinds of metrics. Is how we get started. And in the pandemic, a lot of people basically download a home court app, a basketball training app, and want to use its interactive training drills in it. And they play it like a game. That basically gives us an inspiration to basically go all in into the motion gaming space.
All right. Yeah. So it's called Nex Playground. The company is also Nex, N-E-X, by the way, for our listeners. So why don't we talk about Nex Playground? What is it exactly?
So Nex Playground is a hardware. It's cute. It's a cube, and it can connect, be connected to the TV, and it has a camera, which is like the key input to the device. It also has a remote control, but that remote control mainly uses it to select games. So once you select a game and start playing the game, and the camera basically is the only input, you don't need to carry anything. And you can be just in front of it. Sometimes you would need to jump. Sometimes you would need to pretend to be shooting basketball. Sometimes you are doing archery. We have a lot of games basically just read your body input and, you know, get you to play through the game.
Hmm.
The exciting thing about a camera is that it allows really flexible input to the game. It's even more flexible than actually having controllers, and also can track multiple people at the same time. So we can ship like multiplayer family fun games without the complexity of having multiple controllers. So that's Nex Playground.
All right, so because this is a radio or audio podcast interview, can you walk us through more about what it looks like and how it works? You said it's a cube. Do you place it in front of the TV?
Yes, so it's a cube, and it also have a really nice color. You can imagine the size is a little more like a Rubik's cube.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. But it would be our three color only. Is I would say it's a really nicely designed cube. We actually have a woman-led industrial design studio based in San Francisco help us design the cube, and we really love the design.
Do you place it on the floor or like on a little table?
You place it on, I think you place it on a console, in the TV. Basically, the ideal place to place the Nex Playground is basically right below the TV.
Okay.
So that's basically where you place it. The remote control, we have a remote control, is our cylinder. And basically, we stick to some basic shape and basically make it look really nice. And you use that to seal up the game. Sometimes you can even hold that cylinder in your hand when you say playing a tennis game that we are going to create as part of the next playground games. You have, it have two purposes. One is that you can use it to see that games. Another thing, you, if you play games that make sense to holding something,
right,
that can be that you hold as well. But you actually do not need to hold anything to play our games. You've got the camera is the device which is tracking your whole body.
And do you use gestures in the air to play? Like, I know it reads your body and you don't have to hold anything. Like the Nintendo Wii, you had to still hold the controller, for example. But with Kinect, you can use gestures, I think, to control the menus and select content as well.
So we have a game called Goalkeeper, which already reached feature complete already for next playground. The camera seeing you, and you will basically hold out your hands, and then we will basically shoot ball from you from a first person's perspective. So you basically will be keep goals from a first person's perspective. So when you jump, the TV will be showing, oh, I actually seeing the top of the goal. Mm-hmm. And when you move left and right, the perspective also change. In a way that we kind of somehow simulate the real experiences with a camera looking at you, and using the screen as the feedback to your action. So it feels like really immersive when you can play this game on a big screen. Like, oh, ball shooting at you, I need to kind of, you know, move left and right and hold up my hand to block the ball. That's the experience that we are creating.
And do you see yourself on the TV screen? Like in video?
In some of the games that you would see a mirror of yourself.
Right.
So one game that we created called Party Foul, that you're basically seeing yourself. It's a one-on-one game. It's a party game. So you can see yourself and another player. And we basically put AR object in front of you. So sometimes we make your hand a hammer, and then we basically put nails in front of you, and you would compete on how to hit a nail down like the fastest. Sometimes we basically give you our virtual water balloon, and you basically need to throw to the other side, and whoever failed to catch it would lose. And we also have games that basically would get you really immersed into a 3D environment inside the game world.
All right, Party Foul, F-O-W-L, yeah. that's cute. We're going to continue learning about Next Playground when we return, including how much it costs and some of the launch titles. Stick with us, we'll be right back with more Tech It Out, powered by Intel and Visa. Stick with us, we'll be right back with more.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi friends, RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Toscano's Master Aged Cigars. For all those who enjoy Kentucky fire-cured tobacco comes Toscano's Premium Blend. Micro-fermented, flame-cured, aged, then aged an additional 360 days, all under the daily watch of an affinatore. Some have called this Toscano's Masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned Sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Reading Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Solid-state drives, USB drives, SD cards, and micro SD cards. SanDisk.com has more, or WD.com. All right, our guest is David Lee, co-founder and CEO of a company called Nex. And who would you say the target audience is, David? Would you say it's kids primarily, or teens, or adults?
So I would see Nex Playground as bringing people together. We call it family time, independent playtime, experiences and games that Nex Playground is really good at serving, like, you know, getting kids active. Sports, fitness experiences is something that Nex Playground would be like, would really shine. Because so thinking, you know, nothing would really, like, you know, playing a sports game, like being able to move left and right, being able basically to simulate your motion is basically best way to play sports game. We would see this as something that, like, we are one of the creators to bring family together, having really productive independent playtime for younger kids. Have fitness experiences, which, like, also good for the moms, good for the adults. We really position this as a really family device.
Yeah, these are the benefits that I alluded to in my introduction of motion gaming, for sure. And please also talk to us about PlayPass. I guess that's a subscription-based service.
Yes. So the launch library would have 20 games and would across a variety of genre. Yeah, it would be have sports genre, have action games. Mm-hmm. I have music game. We have a really good music rhythm game called Starry, which I really, really love, and fitness games as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, to me, this would be great for dancing or rhythm games like Just Dance, that kind of thing, since you're moving your body.
Yep. Mm. So PayPass is a subscription service that would get you to access our entire catalog and also new games that will be coming onto the platform as we go. And the Playground would come with free games for free, which included with the next Playground purchase, the subscription service PayPass would let you access to our entire game catalog. Later next year, we also would make the games available to purchase a la carte as well, so the user can have more ways to get the games for Playgrounds.
Before we wrap up, please talk to us about these collaborations with companies like Sky, Sony, and Apple, some really big names.
Yep. So Nex, as a company, would like to kind of get into as many living rooms as possible. Nex Playground represent our efforts to be there for you. In certain parts of the world, like, you know, in UK, we have a partnership with Sky, and they have they just shipped an interactive camera as part of their offering. And that interactive camera can actually load the Nex games on it. So if you're based in UK, if you're a Sky subscriber, you can basically get a TV, they call it Sky Glass TV. You can just also get an interactive camera, they call Sky Live. And then if you get Sky Live and Nex game, some of our Nex games would also be part of that. And Nex is Sky's motion game partner. And Sony would, in their Bravia TV, they also start shipping a Bravia cam. Some of our games can work on that platform as well. So we're working with Sony to bring at least some of the games onto that platform. So Apple, WWDC, their Worldwide Developer Conference, early this year in June, they announced continuity camera support for tvOS. So we have updated our tech stack to support tvOS as well, because now tvOS or Apple TV can access the iPhone camera as a camera. So the Apple TV can now also deliver the motion game experiences that we are creating as well. So we are considering putting some of our games on the Apple TV platform as well.
Awesome. And then finally, how much is Nex Playground and where can we learn more?
Nex Playground, $179, $179. If you want to learn more, you go to playground.nex.eng, playground.nex.inc, then you'll be able to access all the information.
All right, playground.nex.inc. We'll take you to the website. Our guest has been David Lee. Thank you so much for your time, David.
Thank you, Mark.
As we wrap up another episode of Tech It Out, a shout out to Visa. The company has invested billions over the years in fighting fraud, so you don't need to think twice about shopping online or at retail with your Visa card. Visa is deploying advanced technology to ensure customer data is not vulnerable, no matter where transactions take place. To learn more about Visa's work in protecting you and your purchases, visit visa.com/security. That's visa.com/security. I've interviewed a lot of Visa folks over the last couple of years on this program, and they're so awesome. Honestly, knowledgeable, friendly, professional, really great folks. Visa.com. Hey, I hope you enjoyed this week's Tech It Out show. If you want to reach out on social media, you can find me on all the big players like X, formerly Twitter, Instagram, Thread, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and TikTok. It's Mark Saltzman, MarkSaltzman. Have a great rest of your day, everyone. Looking forward to catching up with you next weekend for another episode of Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging. An unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life. Your health. Your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.